Good Friday. Today is March the 7th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time, look out in the backyard and garden, follow up a little bit on a discussion about pruning and some of the things that can go wrong if you do not prune trees correctly in terms of insects being able to get in and cause further damage that goes unseen. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning to look out in the backyard and garden. We're actually going to talk about trees. We talked a little bit about pruning last week. We want to talk about some of the negative impacts that can come if you don't prune properly. This was a situation that was shared in the Buckeye Yard and Garden Line newsletter about a tree that had been pruned some time back, but that wound had not healed properly. And then ants had got into it and were impacting it. Now, unlike termites, carpenter ants were the culprit in this case, but carpenter ants do not eat the wood. These ants are opportunistic. They excavate nest tunnels from soft, rotting wood with their large mandibles. Now, they rarely, but we never do say never, but rarely, they nest in healthy trees or intact wood. The wood has to already be wet, rotting, or otherwise compromised. The sawdust that was found by the owners in this case underneath was from the ants cleaning up after themselves. They throw the soft, chewed wood out. They don't actually eat or consume it like termites do. This excavation leaves behind smooth galleries for their nest, and you may not always actually see the evidence of their work. It was dry and hot when it was found, so the rain did not have a chance to wash that sawdust evidence away. Now, in nature, this excavating behavior helps to decompose large logs and tree trunks by speeding up the breakdown and recycling of nutrients in the forest. The tunnels they create become entry points for moisture, fungus, and bacteria to enter and further break down the substrate into nutrient-rich humus. Now, entry wounds in the tree let the moisture in that creates the perfect condition for the fungus to thrive. Moisture and fungus can both easily enter then through the pruning cuts or broken branches, man-made holes, woodpecker feeding, deer rubbing their antlers, lawnmowers or weed whack damage, even lightning strikes. Now, once that fungus gets to work, this can cause a heart rot, a condition where the center or the trunk of that heartwood decays and becomes hollow, and then this void then is created and becomes more homes for things like larger critters, owls and raccoons, birds and other bugs. As the wood is softened, the carpenter ants can then take advantage of it. Now, the question is, will that kill the tree? Well, not necessarily. You see, trees can survive without the heart rot or the heartwood. And carpenter ants, for that matter, will go through and be in living trees and still grow and have healthy canopies as long as the tree's cambium is healthy. That's the outer ring of tissue that actually transports the water and nutrients. It's the inner part that gives it its strength, but it can go on living. Now, carpenter ants working with the compromised wood will not kill the tree. The tree, which was the subject that we were talking about, still had a full canopy. However, it clearly had some voids in it, and there were even wild honeybee hives in one of the large lateral branches, another sign of that tree being hollow. But there is a point at which the rot and excavated space within the tree can compromise, like we said, that structural integrity or the strength. Years of internal rot can cause even the healthiest-looking tree to fall down in a storm, and depending on a tree's location, a safety inspection with a certified International Society of Arboriculture trained arborist may be warranted to determine if that tree is a fall risk to nearby structures or vehicles. And can you accept then that risk posed by the tree and the rot that's contained in it? And it's best to maybe get that inspected by a professional to make those decisions. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue where we left off, talking about carpenter ants and some of the problems that they don't necessarily cause, but can help facilitate when they found a bad situation that they can get into. Carpenter ants can be a good indicator of softwood and rot inside and out of a tree. Pruning them is a sign that you should take a look at your tree and consider any needs for pruning or removal of risky trees. Likewise, when you find carpenter ants in your home, it may be time to double check for leaks around pipes and window wells and door frames. Now, mature carpenter ant colonies can split off into 1 to 10 satellite nests attached to the original one. This means that the nest you find may have additional pods nearby and other decaying logs or even damaged wood in your home or other structures. And foraging ants can travel over 300 feet from nests to find food. They may travel over branches and vines touching rooftops or utility lines to get into homes or other wood. The ants may be attracted to plant seeds or to sap-feeding insects such as aphids and collect that sugary honeydew waste that they excrete. Now, controlling the ants will not correct, though, or reverse the internal damage that exists within a tree. If you do choose to control the colony, you do need to get the queen to eliminate them completely, and this can take time if you cannot find access to that internal nest. Using granules or dust-formulated insecticides that can be carried by the worker ants into the heart of the nest can help, but always follow the label instructions of any product that you use, as the label is the law. And more on controlling insects can be found by Googling OSU Extension fact sheets on carpenter ants. But remember, even after controlling the ants, any rot or hollow spaces will persist, and so having a safety inspection with a certified arborist may be the necessary next step. Now, removing tree limbs with obvious rot may reduce the potential for colonizing by carpenter ants. Selecting a certified arborist to properly prune the tree is also important. Never allow a, quote, tree pruner or tree topper to do it. It does more damage than good by creating open wounds and exposing it straight up terrain. You may have seen old trees filled with cement, but this is also not a recommended practice. And do not fill tree voids with rocks, bricks, or cement. These items will actually cause more damage when the tree moves and sways in the wind. It does not correct nor improve the structure of a hollow tree. Additionally, filler material also may be a future hazard to anyone that needs to remove or prune that tree down the road. Now, what you can help with is preventing or diverting water from entering into tree cavities and causing more rot. Small openings or large holes on a tree become entry points for water and rot, and so you want to give the tree time to heal itself, but it can't, especially if it's an upward-facing hole that persists. You can do things to reduce the water entry. Some folks have used sheet metal to produce almost a roof over that upward-facing hole to divert water away from it and any other entry holes. Now, there may be some value in using water-resistant foam to seal off an entry hole, but do not use it to fill the cavity entirely if water cannot be diverted in any other way. But these foams can also act to trap moisture and humidity. Spray foams may also break down with UV exposure and weathering, so it's not a long-term or foolproof solution. And it's suggested not to attempt to, quote, clean out a hole or void or cavity either, as this risks breaking into the healthy wood and spreading the fungus. So don't drill a hole to empty water either. It is thought this will just provide a new wound and further spread that rot. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.